This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's taking place in the grains?
Well, we've actually got green across the board today, which is really nice for a change, considering we've been down 7 of the last 9 sessions in the corn, and beans haven't been performing overly well either. So hopefully we'll see some kind of a turnaround here before the reports tomorrow. I think that's the major trader focus right now, and they're looking at potential rainfall in the Eastern Corn Belt as a bearish input right now, and these have been the major two driving forces, and nothing to really break the pattern. So it's been a little tough, but at least today we're seeing corn on the positive side, beans up a few cents, wheat up anywhere from 4 to 8 cents. And so if we could maintain some strength to finish out the week, that'll all be dependent on the reports tomorrow at 11. But if we could do that, that would be a really good accomplishment here to end the week and the month.
Speaking of those reports tomorrow, do you think that the reports are going to come in close to those expectations that we have going in? Do you think there's going to be anything that's going to maybe cause an eyebrow to raise?
Well, I think when you're looking at an expectation for sharply increased stocks in both corn and beans and higher acres for both corn and beans, you've got to have the potential for some kind of a bullish surprise out of that. I can't imagine that the USDA has enough information at this point in the growing season, especially considering the planting season that we had this year, to feel confident in boosting numbers across the board like that.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down a quarter of a cent at 419 and three quarters. July soybeans up 2 even at 1164 and three quarters. July soybean meal down 2 even at 358.90. July soybean oil up 56 cents at 44.01. Chicago wheat up 7 1/4 at 548.5. Minneapolis wheat up 8 even at 604 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4.5 at 584.5. July oats up 20 1/4 at 314 and three quarters. On the Merck, August live cattle unchanged at 186.75. August feeder cattle down 32 cents at 261.45. July lean hogs up 42 cents at 90.32. July pork cutout down 52 cents at 101.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.